This is Rabbi Haber, Perek Yud Aleph, Psalm 11, in Tehillim, deals with geography or lack thereof. It says, Lam Natzeach LeDavid, this is a song from David, Ba'Hashem Chasisi, says, I trusted in Hashem, because Eich Tomru LeNafshi, how could you say about me, Nudi Harchem Tzipor, that keep wandering like a bird to a different mountain, or some say, move your mountain around to somewhere else. And that's referring to times in David HaMelech's life, in King David's life, when he had to be running from place to place to place, and he couldn't be in the places he loved, like Hebron and Yerushalayim, and the place where the Mishkan was, and the place where the Aron was, where the Ark was. And he had to keep on traveling around, and that was something that was very painful for King David. He said, Yergirshuni hayom yistapeach v'nachas Hashem, I can't be on the land of Hashem. There was something very significant about geography for a king. For David HaMelech, and they just kept on chasing him around to go from place to place to place. And he says, almost foreshadowing the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Hashasos yiharesun, you're destroying my roots. You're destroying everything I have. And he found it very, very painful. But then he explained how he coped with it, and he said, first of all, Ki tzadik, Hashem tzadik yivchon. Hashem will test the tzaddik. And Rashi says what he meant by that was that if you're growing flax and you take the flax and now you want to make it into linen, so what you do is you take the flax and you bang it and bang it and bang it and bang it and bang it. If at any point you look at the flax and you say, this is low quality flax, and this is flax that's not going to get me anywhere and it's not going to make any nice linen and nobody's ever going to buy it, then you stop banging the flax. It's only when you think that something's good is going to come out of it that you keep on banging it and banging it and banging it. So David HaMelech said, as much as I don't like this, I recognize that Hashem must have something in store for me if he's putting me through so much. Hashem tzadik yivchon. Hashem only does this, only takes the time to do this for somebody who's going to grow from it. Now, is it possible not to grow? Sure, we see people who suffer and don't grow. But David HaMelech said, for me, I know Hashem's giving me an opportunity. Hashem tzadik yivchon. Hashem's helping me grow from this experience. And he says an interesting thing. He says, Hashem beheichal kodsho. Hashem is in his heichal. Hashem is in his sanctuary. Meaning to say, there's a certain geographic location where Hashem is and where his concentration is. And that's the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, right? He's there. Hashem beheichal kodsho. Hashem is in those places and I can't go there. I have no access to those places. But he says, that's not the only place Hashem is. He says, Hashem bashamayim kisoi. Hashem's actual throne is in the heavens. Einov yechezu, and his eyes are looking down, afapov yivchu v'nei odom, and he's looking with his eyes on people. In other words, yes, we have this concept that Hashem's in the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem's in holy places, but the truth is, Hashem rises above those places. This is actually one of the sources that we talk about the Kosel. We say, even though Hashem's house is no longer on Har HaBayis, is no longer on Temple Mount, there's no temple on Temple Mount, but Hashem is Bashamayim Kiso. Hashem is, his throne is in heaven, and he keeps looking down at Temple Mount. He looks down at the Kosel, and he sees what's going on, and he sees what's happening. So David HaMelech said, Hashem's looking down on me from wherever he is, and Hashem knows exactly where I am, and Hashem cares about me. So as much as it pained David HaMelech, it pained King David, that he didn't have the holy and geographical locations that he was looking for, he said, but I know that Hashem Bashamayim Kiso, actually Hashem's in heaven, Hashem can see me wherever I go. He ends with the verse, Ki tzadik Hashem, because Hashem is righteous, tzedakas ohev, and Hashem loves righteousness, yasha yechazu fanemo, and he always wants to go with what's straight. So he says, as much as right now I'm in exile, as much as right now I'm suffering, I know Hashem loves me, and Hashem wants me, and Hashem wants and loves what I stand for. The Zohar gives an example on this pasuk. The Zohar says that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was also in exile, the author of the Zohar. He was in exile. It says he was standing, it's not clear if he was standing by his cave looking out or by the gates of Lud, and he was looking, and all of a sudden everything darkened. It was kind of a solar eclipse. And then it happened again. There was another solar eclipse. And then it happened again. There was another solar, everything darkened. And he realized if Hashem is making me notice this, that the whole world is darkening, Hashem must be sending me a sign. There must be something terrible that's about to happen in the world. And because Hashem loves me so much, and he loves tzidkus, he loves righteousness, he wants me to daven that this terrible thing shouldn't happen. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai went ahead and prayed that these terrible things shouldn't happen. So it's almost like Hashem's saying, okay, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, you're far away, you're in exile, you're stuck, you're hiding in a cave, but I'm going to send you signals because I need you to know when something's going on. I need you to know because I need you to pray. I need you to daven. And that's what David HaMelech, King David, said also. I may be far away. I may not be able to go to the Ark. I may not be able to go to the Mishkan, the Tabernacle. I may not be able to go to Yerushalayim, he says, but I know that Hashem's looking for me and watching me wherever I am. And so he says a song to David. He says, how are you saying that I have to travel like a bird? That's so painful. But he said, I also know that I'm going to grow from this experience. I know Hashem's watching me. I know Hashem loves me. And Hashem's even sending me secret messages wherever I am. And ultimately, I'm going to grow from this, and he's going to help me. Be well.